McLennan looking to drive. Finds Timmins with the reverse! Why not, Sam Timmins? Why not? The Breakers will wind the clock down, and they have put the hurt on the Bullets. Five blanks, unfortunately, in this game.
Yeah, the Breakers on absolute fire at the moment. On the weekend, they went to North Queensland and they beat the Taipans 82-71. And then they came back, that was Friday night, to win yesterday on their home court against the Bullets 116-79. They were drilling threes for fun. To talk to us about this and more is Justin Nelson from Sky Sports. G'day, Justin. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, mate. Yeah, I'm really well. It was fun. I'll give you the tip right now. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, mate, that team are doing great things at the moment. I mean, I don't know what you expected from them this season. I saw the build of the squad pre-season and I thought, well, it looks like Matt Walsh, the owner, and Modi Mayor may have learned some lessons from the last season or two and the way they tried to change the Breakers' setup. This looked more like a Breakers' setup that we've seen, you know, go close or win titles. How confident were you that we would see something like this from the Breakers this season with that roster they put together?
Well, this sort of thing is really a group effort, isn't it? It always is. And, you know, Lisa and Simon and everybody behind the scenes, it's a one-in-all-in approach when you're running a sports business. It's not always just about the team and just about selection and, you know, just about results. It really is a group effort. And, you know, from what I'm seeing at the moment, this is an entire group as a business, both on and off the court, that is in sync. They're working together. They've got a genuine purpose. It's a unit. And, you know, we saw the best of that, or we are seeing the best of that come out in performances at the moment. It's pretty good dynamic right now.
Very good dynamic. What does it say about Modi Mayor's coaching ability? Because, you know, I think it was fair to say that his predecessor didn't seem to have, I don't know if the right term is, but didn't have to seem the same relationship with the players.
Yeah, look, I think that if you dig in behind the scenes, you know, Modi has a terrific relationship with the players, and that's really shining through right now. And sometimes as a coach, you just need to be given the reins and given an opportunity. And that's exactly what's happened in this case. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding. He's well-respected, well-liked amongst the players. He really leads them as a genuine person who cares about who they are and what they do. And they're playing for him. Make no mistake, they are definitely playing for him. And we're seeing the results of that. It's coming through, shining very, very brightly right now.
Yeah, they are playing really, really good basketball at the moment. Sit second on the ladder only to Sydney. And still you can get them at 15s to win the championship, which I think is the second most money you can make on a team in the top six behind the Jack Jumpers at 26s.
Yeah, and based on what we're seeing at the moment, I mean, that is ridiculous stuff. You know, what they're doing on the road, and to win the title, they're going to have to win on the road as well. Anybody does. And, you know, right now, what are they, 6-1 away from home? That performance against Cairns on Friday night, you know, that was strong stuff. This is a team, with what we're seeing play out before our eyes, they've just got this never-say-die attitude. And even when the chips are down, and it invariably happens in games, you know, from quarter to quarter, things may not roll your way. This is a team that stays locked in. To be 6-1 on the road is quite remarkable.
Well, they put a big buffer between them and Cairns. I know that they've played three more than Sydney or Cairns. So Cairns are 6-4. The Breakers are 10-3. But that is a big buffer, and you'd rather have the W's on the board than the games in hand at this stage, wouldn't you?
Oh, no doubt, and especially if you look at the schedule that the Breakers have had. You know, no team in the competition has had a tougher start to the season in terms of travel and just the way the games have been compacted than what the Breakers have had. So to be 10-3 right now, given the schedule that they've had, they're in a really, really good position. And I think a lot of people are now stepping up and appreciating exactly what they've done.
Now, you've been the GM of a basketball league in our own Sales NBL here previously, Justin. I mean, how much care and attention needs to go to the players around their travel and things? Because it doesn't feel like, and maybe this is my, you know, a New Zealand view of things, but it doesn't feel like in the NBL the Breakers have had a fair shake. I mean, last weekend they had to go play Tasmania in Tasmania on the Friday. Their flights got delayed. They didn't get home till 3 o'clock Sunday morning. That day, They then had to play back here, a second game, which they actually won, amazingly. And then they've had another brutal travel schedule this weekend. Friday, they had to fly to Brisbane and then catch a connecting flight to Cairns, then fly back on Saturday and be back late Saturday before a game against Brisbane here. It's almost like the schedule's designed for them to fail.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I mean, these days, not being the GM of a league probably lets me cast my opinion a little bit bigger and broader than what I have been able to do in the past. But you look at that schedule right now for a team that literally helped prop up that league by living away from home for 2 years. The schedule that they've faced and the travel that they've faced in the early stages of this season is ridiculous. They should have been given more of a helping hand. They should have been given more support. I thought that during the week when these questions were raised, that the Breakers and Modi tempered their answers really, really well. They towed the company line, so to speak. But for those of us who can cast an opinion from afar, I think the NBL has absolutely let them down with the schedule. And, you know, more credit to the Breakers because they've thumbed their nose at that. They've taken it in their stride. They've worn it as a bit of armour. And, you know, they're collecting medals along the way. They're 10-3. Despite what's been dished up to them, and that's impressive.
Yeah, very impressive, mate. They are looking good with Sydney. Then it's Cairns and the South East Melbourne Phoenix, who are in fourth, who the Breakers play next. The Jack Jumpers, who made the final grand final last year, are in there as well, and Adelaide. A team that a lot of people were talking about at the beginning of the season as being a potential team to bother the playoffs was Illawarra, but they're stinking the place out at 1-10.
Yeah, well, the two results yesterday were as big a thumpings as you are likely to see in the NBL. The Phoenix, of course, smashing the Hawks and the Breakers doing the same thing here against Brisbane. That's probably not ideal for the competition to have two teams down the bottom struggling and getting beaten by those sorts of margins. I think there'd probably be some concerns at the moment in the corridors of the Australian NBL. You want a nice, tight league. We saw that unfold in the Cells NBL in 2022 here in New Zealand, and you know those two results yesterday were not good for business. As it is, you know, excitingly for Breakers fans, the Breakers and the Phoenix now go head to head later this week.
Yeah, looking forward to that matchup, mate. What's happening at Brisbane? They just fired their coach. I mean, they got rid of Andre Lemanis because they weren't happy with him at the end of last season. I mean, where do you think that franchise is at the moment?
Yeah, a bit of a dog's breakfast, isn't it? I think they're probably trying to work out exactly where they are. They had a little bit of form and, you know, all of a sudden the coach is gone and the GM, Sam McKinnon, has stepped into the hot seat and boy, was it a hot seat yesterday. I mean, the introduction of the GM into the coach's chair and, you know, what was dished up by Brisbane yesterday was less than satisfactory. And, you know, they've got to jump a flight. They would have flown out probably late last night or this morning and they've got to go home and pick it all apart. But It's not good signs for Brisbane. That performance yesterday by the Breakers, you know, 65 points in the first half. The shooting in the first half was just quite incredible and brought the crowd to their feet. And they went deep. You know, everyone got a run. I think 10 players got on the score sheet. And it was a clinical performance.
Mate, they're going great guns at the moment, the Breakers, and it's great to see after a couple of very tough seasons. Hey, before we let you go, mate, we should just touch on a bit of NBA, and I don't know if you've seen this game this morning, but the Golden State Warriors put 47 points on the Minnesota Timberwolves in the first quarter this morning.
As they do. Look, I haven't seen that game this morning. I've been following the World Cup. There's been some exciting games there. What a plethora of sport right now across the globe. Look, that's what the Warriors do. When they come out and they shoot the lights out, a little bit Breaker-esque from yesterday, but just at another level. You know, 47 points in a quarter, that's quite incredible.
That's nuts. Elsewhere, the Nets are up by one over the Trailblazers at halftime, mate. And just looking at a couple of the games we've got coming up today, probably headlined by the Mavs and the Bucks going head-to-head. That's the 2 p.m. game that today. Doncic up against Antetokounmpo. I saw a TAB boosted bet actually for Doncic and Gianni and Jay Morant but to combine to make 100 points for the day. Would you be on or off that?
I geez, I'd go on, you know. Three of the best players in the NBA. So exciting to watch all three of them. And when they're on, you know, we know what they're capable of doing. And even when they're having a quiet day, we know what they're capable of doing. I'm on that.
350 all you can in. Get, mate. 350.
More to the point, we've just gone 15 minutes and you haven't mentioned your Lakers once.
Mate, what is there to mention? I mean, you talk dumpster fires. That is one of the great dumpster fires of modern sport, isn't it? The amount of money that is being paid to those guys to turn an absolute trash week in, week out.
You never let me down. Whenever I go fishing around the Lakers, you always respond.
Hey, Justin, I'm pleased I don't disappoint. I'm pleased I don't disappoint. Actually, I just looked them up. They're 7-11, which is actually a better record than I thought they'd have, because every time I look at them, they're losing.
we could talk Lakers all day, and I know that it's going to drive you crazy as it always does, but it's always good to talk NBA.
Isn't it? Yeah, it is, mate. Especially now that my Celtics are 15-4 and leading the East, so you know that's even more fun.
And we are coming up to a period in the NBA. I mean, you talk about the machine that is the NBA. You know, we're about to see some trades and players moving and all sorts of stuff happening. I've got no doubt as teams start eyeing. You know, either tanking, and some of them are doing that. We know why they're doing it, and certainly towards the playoffs, we're going to see some moves, no doubt. And I think there'll be one or two big names to move from team to team in the next month or two.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there'll be a lot of people looking at that Brooklyn Nets scenario, because that isn't too far away from going Lakers style dumpster fire. I was referring to them as the New York Lakers for a while there.
Well, it's probably there now, to be honest. I think they're two teams, intriguing teams to watch. As the season unfolds, I think definitely both of those organisations are headed for change. How big the change is, we don't know. But what we do know is it will involve some of the biggest names in the competition.
Yeah, I'll look forward to seeing what happens out of that. Thanks very much for coming on, Justin. Keep up the good work at Sky, mate. Look forward to hearing you again soon.
Hey, always a pleasure, mate. Thank you.
Cheers. Justin Nelson there with us talking Breakers and NBA as well. It is 10:15. When we come back, we are going to call West Island and catch up with Pete Fairburn.